Shalom and welcome, everyone. We're starting our shiur, Parashat Vayigash. I want to thank Bracha Turenheim and Yankee Teitelbaum. We're here in their studio, Flow Motion Studio in Brooklyn. And this is where the shiur will take place from now on. We'll inform you and give you all the details where and how to get here next week and throughout the year. I want to thank Rabbi Ari Berman, Michal Hess, and Stephanie Strauss from YU, Yeshiva University. Of course, the World Mizrahi Movement, Rabbi Doron Peretz. They sent us here for this year of Shlichut in the States. I want to thank Karen Danieli for helping us broadcasting this shiur live on YouTube, Facebook, for all passengers. You also watch us there, Galei Israel Radio. And of course, I want to thank Yoshua Siskin, the great translator from Hebrew to English. We dedicate the shiur for the Refuah Shlema, of course, of all those who were wounded this week in the horrible attack in Muncie. And we will learn just one thing. I think this is the main course, the main thing Yosef really shows us, you know, teaches us. I called it in Hebrew, Ech lemasgeret achayim. In English, you say how to frame or even how to reframe your life. Yosef really teaches us so many things throughout the story of Parashat Vayeshev, Miketz last week, and of course this week, Parashat Vayigash. He meets his brothers after 22 years. He pays attention to the other prisoners in the cell, in the Egyptian jail. He talks about Hashem everywhere he goes, even if they're in the house of Potiphar. So we can really learn a lot about, you know, from his attitude toward foreign culture, toward his brothers, his family. Here we will only elaborate, we'll only focus on one thing he does, and we will use two new terms out of psychological terms, modern one. But I think Yosef is the first teacher when it comes to those two terms, and I'm talking about intelligentsia rikshit, emotional intelligence, and misgur mechadash, reframing. Two popular terms today. I think Yosef was the first teacher when it comes to emotional intelligence and reframing. And let's look carefully at what he does. After seeing his brothers once again for the first time after 22 years, after they did the most horrible thing you can do to your brother, biological brother, you know, he was sitting there, you know, in the pit for hours thinking about what they did. And then he was sold to Egypt. And then he worked for Potiphar. And then he was sent to jail. And now, okay, he works for Paro. He's in the palace. He's a very important person there. But still, I guess, for 22 years, he had a lot of time to think, what will I do finally when I'll finally meet them? And what he does, it's amazing to see his approach. He talks for 11 uninterrupted verses. Okay, that's a really long speech he gives there. Instead of, you know, just saying Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, and then facing uncomfortable silence, embarrassing moments, what he does is, you know, he fills the air, he fills the room with his words, his descriptions, his way to explain these events. And it's really a huge shiur, a huge lesson to all of us. Let's start with emotional intelligence. What he does is, Vayomer Yosef el Echav, let's read all the psukim. We have them in English and in Hebrew. And Yosef said to his brothers, I am Yosef, and Yosef, is my father still alive? Information, what I want is only information. Ha'od avichai, that's all. I have nothing to say to you. But they were afraid. They were really shocked, by his presence. And then he continued. Then Yosef said to his brothers, please come closer to me. And they came closer. And he said, I am your brother, Yosef. Not just Ani Yosef, Ani Yosef Achichem. I'm your brother, Yosef, whom you sold into Egypt. But now, do not be sad, and let it not trouble you that you sold me here, for it was to preserve life that God sent me before you. Let's focus on these, I think, four words in Hebrew, Lemichia Shlachani Elokim Lifnechem. For God sent me here before you in order to preserve life. And afterwards he continues, and God sent me before you, and now you did not send me here, but God, and he made me a father to Paro. It's not you, it's him. You may did something wrong, but if you look at it from a bird's eye view, you know, if you zoom out, you see The intention here, the main purpose was sending me here and helping you, giving you food in the hard years that you're facing now. And Yosef, he likes smooth everything. Everything is much easier now. Everything is smooth. Everything is, he like erases all the obstacles, all the, you know, all the stains. He ignores all the transgressions. I read a beautiful article by Professor Yair Hamburger from Israel, and he writes, once again, it's a lesson of in emotional intelligence, and he says that usually in life it's like a zero sum game. In Hebrew we call it mischak schum efes. It's like there's always one winner and that's all. I mean, let's look at throughout the book of Bereshit, okay? That's how we were educated. We have Cain and Hevel, and one of them is killed, and the other one continues. And then we have Yitzchak and Ishmael, and Yitzchak is chosen. And then we have Yaakov and Esav. And once again, Esav is not part of our business. It's not really part of the family. Yitzchak will continue the legacy, and Yaakov will continue the legacy. And that's like the tradition. So what we want when we look at Yaakov's children, okay, the children of Israel, the children of Yaakov, how can we blame them for understanding one should be chosen? And we want Yosef out of the system, out of the family, because he will be probably the chosen one, and we will be thrown out of the Torah. We will not be a part of this Jewish mission. Yosef teaches us, it's not me or you. It could be zero sign. A different game. That's his emotional intelligence. I mean, the way he acts, that's why he's called Yosef a Tzaddik. You should be a Tzaddik, a righteous person, to reach such a high level. Let's look at the five definitions of intelligentsia rikshit, written by Professor Hamburger. Once again, he takes the scientific definition of this intelligence, and he shows how Yosef uses all these definitions when he finally meets his brothers. Mudaut rikshit, self-awareness. You should be aware to your emotion. You can control them. You can respond in the best way to any situation, you know, that involves interaction with others. And Yosef really knows how to have this self-awareness. He knows what's going on here. Two, self-regulation. Nihul regashot. To manage, to have this ability to restrain yourself, to delay satisfaction of immediate needs. That's so important. Yosef, the minute he saw them, he could, you know, shout, "Hey, what did you do? I'm Yosef. You sold me." A few years ago, when they first came to Egypt, he chose a different path, a different way. It's a much better, much higher way, you know, a much better way of dealing with this issue. So, he controls his emotions. Ti'ul haregashot lehasagat matarot gvohot. Channeling your emotions to achieve high goals. It's not here and now, okay? He can channel his emotions of love and compassion, you know, toward his brothers and, toward Binyamin. And he knows, once again, how to change, to transform these emotions. Four, empathy. Empatia lazulat, empathy for others. He cares about them. In a way, it's like he apologized, because they do not apologize here. They don't say, "Oh, we're sorry. What did we do? Why did we do it for you?" In a way, his empathy is like the bigger person here. And this empathy, allows him to, you know, to make them feel better. That's why he cares. He doesn't care how will I feel at the end of the day. He must make them feel better. And five, the last definition of this kind of intelligence is nihul chacham shel ma'arachot yechasim, smart management of relationships, relationship management, okay? A skilled use of emotional intelligence in order to build, to preserve, to improve relationships. Yosef really becomes like a model to all of us in order to reach this family unity. Now, basically we all have these opportunities because we are all right sometimes, right? In Hebrew, we usually say, "Amarti lecha." I told you so. I told you. I'm the winner. And now I intend to, you know, to use this moment and make you feel sorry that, you know, why were you so wrong? And you must, I must tell you how right I am. Yosef chooses really such the opposite. He does not say, I told you so. Oh, just look how my dreams came true. How you're now all came here to Egypt in order to meet me as the ruler, as the king. And I think Yosef's personal story is the challenge faced by every one of us. There's a famous story about the Lubavitch Rebbe. He once he was in touch with Professor Velvel Green, a famous Jewish scientist here in America. And the professor sent him so many questions. He asked numerous questions concerning Torah and science, Torah and Mada. He had a lot of questions, you know, the conflicts. And the Rebbe answered by he answered like he didn't ask anything about these conflicts. He was just telling him about, you know, how should he become closer to Judaism. And at the end of the day, it worked. And I don't remember whether it was when the professor wrote he sends his son to yeshiva now or whether he told him he starts putting on tefillin. I don't remember. But the minute the rabbi got this letter and saw how close the professor came, you know, closer to Judaism, then he started answering all these scientific questions. And the professor asked, why now? I mean, you ignored it for so much time. What happened? And the rabbi answered, it's a beautiful sentence. He said, my task is not to win arguments, but to bring Jews closer to Judaism. Okay, our task, Yosef's task, but also our task is not, it's the test of all of us, is not to win arguments, to just feel, oh, we're stronger, we beat you. It's to really, I would say, bring all of us closer to Torah and mitzvot. It's not a zero-sum game. Unfortunately, today in Israel's politics, when I look at the parties and what's going on, when it comes to unity in Israel, it looks like it is a zero-sum game. We should all just, you know, beat each other. That's the first dimension. There's another psychological term, beautiful one, that many commentators see when they read this parasha. We will use what Rabbi Professor Lord Jonathan Sacks wrote about our parasha. When he looks at Yosef, he calls him the first reframer, the first person who reframed his story. We all have a story. We all can look back and see tragedies. Really, sad things happen to us. The only question is, what do you do about it? What do you do with it? How do you use it? Rabbi Sacks introduces the concept of reframing, and he states this rule. If you can change your way of thinking, you can change your feelings too. Now, it's not easy, this is once again, it's one of our missions, to reframe the story with new commentary. And it starts with Yosef, history's first reframer. Okay. He looked back. He had all the reasons. He had all the excuses to just really to cry, to leave Judaism, to forget about Yiddishkeit, to be an average Egyptian. He had all the excuses, but he chose once again to do it in a different way because he reframed it. He said to his brothers, it's not you, it's him. You did lera'ah, but Hashem thought letova. There was a purpose, there was a deeper meaning here. There was a reason why I was sent here. And Rabbi Sacks, when he summarizes this chapter about reframing, he writes, we can change the past, but in the way we think about the past, we can change the future. This is, I would say, that was Yosef's decision to change the future by rethinking about the past. And it's not only Yosef and the brother, it's not only us and the human beings around us, it's also Hashem. It's also, it has a lot to do with our relationship with Him. And that's, I would say, a deeper understanding of this concept of reframing. The Lubavitch Rebbe wrote, how do you, the headline is, it's a long sicha, but you can really elaborate and read more about it. But the Rebbe writes about the power behind forgiving behavior that is possessed by every Jew to repay bad with good comes from Yosef. Okay? He quotes the Tanya, and not to repay someone who treated you unfairly in kind, heaven forbid, but on the contrary, to learn from Yosef and his brothers and to repay offenders with favors. That's the Tanya. Leshalem ligmol lachayavim tovot. There's someone here who made a mistake, and I really deeply feel he did something wrong when it comes to me, okay, he hurt me, I will not do it to him. I will do exactly the opposite. Ligmol lachayavim tovot. Why? Not only because of this level, when it comes to humanity, to human beings, because of the higher level. And I'm quoting the Rebbe here. And we also pray for God to treat us the way Yosef did his brothers, to see our actions as linked chains leading to a good purpose for the world, and forgive us for all the negative motives involved. That's what Yosef did. In order to provoke such an attitude from God toward us, we must do so ourselves. If we want him to treat us this way, and of course we want him to ignore the bad things, the mistakes we made, we should see the sins of others in a positive way. To use evil, okay, that does exist, there's evil in this world, that does exist in reality, as a way for self-healing and to turn wrongs to rights, to turn liabilities into merits. I think Yosef shows us all, it's the homework here, okay? It's not just him, it's us. And I think this attitude might help us in our personal life, but also in the national level as Jews today. Just think how much we could use such healing words today. Read Yosef's speech and think, how can it become also our approach, our attitude. That's the main message in our week's parsha, Vayigash. And if you want to know when will the next shiur take place, we're going to Israel this week. We have shiurim in English and in Hebrew in Israel. And afterwards, I'm in Dallas, Bezrat Hashem, giving lectures there. So you can all follow and subscribe. You have the information here, an Israeli number and an American number. You're more than welcome to join those groups. Thank you very much. Toda rabah and Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.